So we thank God again for this good time He has given to us to assemble here to worship Him. Yeah, we've been worshiping Him since we began this service through our songs, by our singing, and through reading of scripture, and through many other ways. Now it's time for us to worship Him by listening from Him through His word. Let's pray again before we begin. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for assembling us here to worship you. Those who are dead cannot do this anymore. Yeah, so we thank you for the gift of life and a good health and free gift of salvation. These three things together enable us to be able to give you glory as we sing praises to you and listen your voice through your word, your written word. So Lord, be with us and use me to bring forth this word to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, we continue in our series on the I Am statements of Jesus. Today we are covering the fifth one. Remember, just to remind you, the first one was, I am the bread of life. You remember what we said there? We eat food to survive. You eat Jesus Christ. You have Jesus in your life to survive forever. For the food we eat here will make us survive for a while, for some time. But whoever eats Jesus will live forever. The second one is, I am the light of the world. Whoever comes to me will never walk in darkness. Yeah, so that whoever is not in the Lord Jesus Christ, although it is bright day time now, it is 11:30, you are seeing clearly everywhere, but the Bible says that you are walking in darkness. And the third one, Jesus Christ says, I am the door. I'm the door. Obviously, Jesus Christ is the door to heaven. He's the door to the Father. Whoever here would like to go and taste that glory that the Bible talks about, Jesus alone is the door. And the fourth one was, I am the good shepherd. Yeah, if you want to be led well, both in this life and in the life to come, you need to accept Jesus Christ to be as your shepherd. You need to cry to Him, to give you, to extend His mercy to you, so that He can be your shepherd. You don't have power in your own to accept Him or to make Him your shepherd. Yeah, then today we are going to cover the fifth one, which is, I am the resurrection and the life. I like all of them, but this one encourages me more. I like all of them. All of them bear the same weight of truth, but this one bears the same weight of truth like others, but it encourages me so much, and not only me, many other people. So as I'm going to share with you, let's read quickly again our text, which is John chapter 11 from verse 17 up to verse 27. John chapter 11 from verse 17 says, now when Jesus came, He found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met Him, and Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Amen. What powerful words, what encouraging words these are. So before I expound these words, let me put them into their context. What's going on here? Chichigenamaso. Yeah, this is the whole story begins from verse 1 of chapter 11, talking about the death of Lazarus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here, he had friends as well, just like you and me have friends. Our Lord Jesus Christ, as a human being, he also had friends. And part of his friends was this family of Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. They loved each other so much. Jesus Christ loved his family so much that at a certain point he visited them and they had a good time together. The two sisters prepared a meal, especially Martha, and Jesus Christ taught them there a lot of lessons. So being near Jesus, Jesus Christ was teaching them many things. And now Jesus Christ left them, obviously, he was not living with them there. He went somewhere else. And behind him, his friend fell sick, Lazarus. And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ really loved Lazarus. He loved him. He fell sick, and when he fell sick, his sickness intensified. It was becoming worse. And when they saw really that, no, this sickness might be problematic, the Bible tells us that they sent a messenger to Jesus to go and tell him, listen to what they asked the messenger to go and tell him. They say, "Go and tell him that your friend is sick." Yeah, so Jesus Christ, after getting the news, he did not bother to go immediately. He remained a few other days where he was. And after some time, Lazarus died. Lazarus died. Then Jesus Christ said, let me just read to you quickly here. Yeah, so after receiving the news, okay, so it was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent to him saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." Oyoguyagala awade. So meaning, if you can come, because they knew, they know that Jesus Christ performs miracles. Being his friends, they know that all the things he has done. So let us call him to come. And Jesus Christ says, no, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through you. So he said, no, I cannot rush going there, because this will not lead to death. Someone would say, yes, we are in band. Someone would say that Jesus Christ lied or deceived, because he said it will not lead to death, but still he died. Maybe some of these false prophets, we have many false prophets in Uganda who prophesy about things. They say in these elections it is this presidential candidate who's going to win, and a different person wins. So they might use the same verse and say, no, it's not only me. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord, said this sickness, don't worry, is not going to lead him into death, and yet he still died. No, Jesus Christ is God, and he knows what he was saying. Yeah, so because because he resurrected him and he lived again, and he wanted him to die for some time so that the Father might glorify his Son among the people. So now, after that, Jesus Christ, okay, to cut the long story short, he told his disciples, let's go to the home of Martha and Mary and see what's going on there. But he knew already, because he is God, he knows everything. He knew that, no, Lazarus is. Now, what I like here, something that he says here. Now, in verse 5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister
and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, now those with him, listen to these words, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi," the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, "and are you going there again? You survived there because they wanted to stone you, but you want to go there again?" So let me jump that and I come to verse 11. After saying these words, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus," listen to that, our friend. And when he says, the mouth of God says, "our friend," then immediately I think of myself, I think of you, how the creator of everything can call you my friend. He says, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." Listen to those words. "Mkwano gwafe Lazaro yeva se. Has fallen asleep, but I'm going to wake him up." Kumozo kusa. So the disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." So for them, they took it as the real sleep. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe." So Jesus Christ is telling them that I allowed him to die, so that I go and resurrect him for your sake. So now they are no longer here, those real friends he was talking with, they died. It's now we here, you and me. Jesus Christ resurrected Lazarus for you and me, so that we may believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. So now we go to verse 17. "Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days." They had already buried him 4 days. "Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother." Just as you see in Uganda and all over the world, you lose someone, you see friends and relatives, neighbors come to console you. Why to console you? Because death is not something easy in this life. Because they were in great sorrow, their dear brother had died. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Obviously, we will not have the same sorrow or the same emotions. Maybe Martha did not have strength, because when they heard that Jesus Christ was coming, Martha immediately left the house and went to meet him. To meet his master, because remember they had sent for him. So meaning that even when they were mourning, they were crying, even when they went, they were still expecting him, waiting for him. Even when they went to bury him, they were still waiting for him. Even when they were inside the house, that they were still waiting for him. Martha's attention was outside. So when people saw him and someone came to say, "You know what? The master is coming," immediately Martha did not mind of any other person inside, those who came to mourn with them. All her attention went to one person, her master. So can we be behaving like that when you hear that your master is coming, you leave everything occupying your life, all the pleasures of the world, and you put your attention to your master? So she went, she goes there. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Do you hear the great faith? She knew that this man, Jesus, is so powerful that if he was around, and reason why we sent people to call you even before he died, because we did not want our brother to die. Okay, so here I see in these words, I see both faith and complaints. We sent for you. In other words, he died because of you. He died because you delayed to come. So I see both faith and some sort of despair, complaint. She's a human being as we are human beings. We are weak. If you were here, you would not have died. Why did you delay, in other words? Why did you delay? Why didn't you come immediately? But I like the faith here. Even if the sickness was severe, if you were here, it could not have taken him. But even now listen again, the great faith. She corrects herself immediately. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. You want it, but they were not. And if you were here, he would not have done. But even now, I know whatever you ask from God, he will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. But they are not understanding each other. Martha is not understanding Jesus very well. Your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. What do you learn from these words? Martha was, the teachings of Jesus Christ had entered her. Jesus Christ was teaching them that two things. One, there will be the last day. Martha knows very well that the last day is coming. Whether it delays or not, what we call last day will happen, will all come. Then two, in the last day, there will be the general resurrection of people. So these are the two truths that Martha knew. Because during Jesus' time, we have this sect of the Pharisees, the Pharisees. Were they the Pharisees? No, not. I think the Sadducees. I'm not very certain about. I think the Sadducees. No, I'm a bit confused here. I'm sorry. Who did not believe in the resurrection? But one of these sects. They are just a bit confused. Between the Sadducees and the Pharisees. One of them did not believe in the resurrection. Yes, but here Martha shows you that the teachings of Jesus Christ had entered her, and she knew that the resurrection would happen. So now she's hearing Jesus Christ say that, no, your brother, I'm going to rise your brother again. I said, yeah, I know it also. At the last day, at the time of the resurrection, we will rise again. And that's when Jesus Christ said, no, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. 26, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Let us first stop there. And at that point, before I found those words of our Lord, let me first go back to the reason why we read Genesis chapter 27 this morning. Why did we read it? It's because of what the truth of death. Death is the word that no human being wants to hear. It's the most dark word, the most hateful word, the most hated word. Yeah, so as we live, every human being knows that he or she will die. Listen to what Esau said here. Isaac, what's wrong with me? So when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, Genesis chapter 27 and verse 1, he called Esau his older son and said to him, my son. And he answered, here I am. He said, behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. I'm now old. I don't know when I'm going to die. Oh, Isaac also knew that he would die. And then he says, prepare for me delicious food, such as I love, the one that I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat it, that my soul may bless you before I die. My attention is here. May my before I die. He knew that he would die. And even his wife Rebecca knew that he would die when he told when she told her son Jacob and said, and you shall bring it to your father to eat so that he may bless you before he dies. So even the wife also knows that their husband will die. Why am I reading this to you? So that to just tell you that any person who lives his or her life without that truth in, at the back of their mind, they are foolish. I'm not insulting. That's what some people don't understand. Scripture will say, some preachers preach while insulting, abusing. No. The Bible tells us that whoever says that there's no God is a fool. So if you live your life here under the sun without having that reality in your mind that one, a day will come which I don't know, and I will also sleep like these others have gone to see. My body also sleeps somewhere down there, and people will come to mourn for me, and people will prepare my body, will do whatever they do, put it in a case, and then lower it underground. Whether you are what or what, you need to live with that reality. It's the reality that disturbs human beings. You toil, you get riches. But whenever you look at your riches, your children, your wife, your husband, and that word comes into your mind, one day I'll die. People lack peace. Because people don't want to sweat, get things, and then you leave them tomorrow. People would like to enjoy their things forever. But the word death is the biggest enemy of mankind. And even scripture says that the very last enemy to be defeated by Christ will be death. Now, whatever you do, you'll die. Serve God more than any other in the world, you will. Be the most holy, the most, pious person in Uganda. Death will come your way. So death is a problem, and we see it even just a few weeks ago when people were dying in Uganda like grasshoppers with coronavirus. Yeah, so this is a serious problem. And sometimes you sit down and think about this life and how people live it, how people die. Even one-day-old baby dies and you wonder why. So then, is there hope? Now, if death is there, why do we marry? If death is there, why do we study? You saw Mr. My student, former student, this guy who did an advert on TV, James. James was a bright young boy, and he was not there because he was in my club. Youth and Life Club, I was the patron, he was the chairman. A young boy, he loved God. I don't know whether he continued like that, but at school, the way I saw him, he was always in Scripture Union. After that, he got a good job. He was famous. He was proceeding with his studies. He graduated in a very nice course. And immediately after graduation, 2-3 days after graduation, they found him dead on his bed. Now, when you think of something like that, it disturbs you. This is one of the things that disturbed me. I always share my story with you guys when I was still young again. My first year at the university, the very first weeks there, our guild president died. You know, when you are coming from secondary, you are fresh at the university, you are seeing the guild president as a small god. He has got all the powers, and then he dies. And he was also going to graduate. He had not graduated, at least James had graduated. But there's no difference. Then when you think about all that, you ask yourself now, why are we toiling? Why are we working hard to make money? You work hard in doing business, in doing this, in farming, digging, rearing, this and that. I've seen people build houses. They spend even 5-6 years building it because they want it to be the house of their dream. And yes, when you look at it, it looks very nice, very expensive glasses, expensive everything, ties and everything. It looks nice. They are now preparing to come and inaugurate it next week or even tomorrow. Today, this person dies. And then you ask yourself really, now why? Why are we living here now if death is there? This man, let me call him man, this man called death, who has failed everyone, who has put everyone, you call them Sabalwani, as we hear some calls in this country, Sabalwani, generals, Sabalwani could be warriors, the one who cannot be defeated by anyone. These soldiers, you see, but all of them it puts down. We have big names, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, intellectuals, it has put down. It does not segregate whether you are rich or poor, brown or black, tall or short, whatever you are, that man is coming your way. Death. And this one disturbs men so much, human beings. Now, to hear words like these, friends, Jesus Christ saying to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, like your brother Lazarus, yet shall he live. Imagine someone who has been in the grave for 4 days. Even when, if you continue down there, verse 28, we are not going there, but on your free time, you'll see that when he asked people to that, let's go to the grave, to the tomb, some people discourage and say, no, Lord, let us not waste our time because he's not even stinking. But our master does not mind about that. He's the creator of everything. Friends, this Jesus who told Martha that he is the resurrection and the life is our hope today. Reason why some of us, you can do business, you can build your house, and say, whenever this death can find me, I have hope. I am in the Lord Jesus Christ who is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. So that's where the secret is. And then he adds there, and everyone who lives, like you and me are still living, and believes in me shall never die. So here now, you are telling us here that everyone will die. But Jesus is saying that if someone believes in him, will not never die. No, we have two types of death and two types of lives. I always tell you, we have physical life and spiritual life. We have physical death and spiritual death. Whatever is physical, I normally term it counterfeit. Yeah, chichupuri. We have a counterfeit life. It's what you and me are enjoying. And you think it is the best life. You want to look beautiful. You want to look smart. And you put all your attention on this life, counterfeit life. Chichupuri. Jesus Christ here, whenever, in most cases, when he talks about life, he's talking about the other life, real life. When he talks about death, he talks about the other death. So you see people die. COVID-19 has just taken many Ugandans. All those deaths that we've seen in Uganda or in the world, they are counterfeit. They are not real death. Real death is within you. If you sit here and you don't have Jesus Christ, you are dead. But because you are still in this counterfeit life, you still have hope. The Lord might have mercy upon you and he saves your life and you receive a real life or a genuine life. And so Jesus Christ is saying, whoever is still living, you and me who are living here, and believe in me, if you are here living and you believe him, you'll never die. Togenda kufa kwangu uliwa ongelea ukiza Mungu Kristo. Togenda kufa, you'll never die. Not natural death. That one, it'll catch you. But do you remember how he called it? Let's go. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Mkwano kwa Lazarus yeba say. So what we call death here, in the dictionary of heaven, if there's any dictionary in heaven, there's no word death on the born again. When the human beings say that you are dead here, heaven says you have fallen asleep. You have rested. Because like these other people who have died, they cannot do anything. They cannot sweat again. So heaven calls it death. But if you die outside Jesus Christ, yes, even heaven knows that you are dead. Because you go into eternal death, and that's real death. So friends, after these words, he asks Martha, do you believe this? Because one thing that God wants from you is faith. Believe in him. Believe in his words. What he tells you in his word. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. She continues calling him Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who is coming. And when I read these words of Martha, I remember this song from this group from Rwanda, a choir from Rwanda. You are Christ. You are Christ. I believe. You are the one who was promised to come to the earth. And you can't lie. My friend, Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Without him, without him, you don't have life. Even if you are breathing, even if you get rich, or you got rich, even if you got rich, even if you started up to where, get 2 PhDs, 3 and whatever you want, you are dead. That's why I say living dead persons. There's a song that I composed a few years ago. Living dead persons walking. You think you're alive, but you are dead. And some people you feel pity about. Oh, this one is dead. No, he's not dead. He is sleeping. He's falling asleep because she has been in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what are you waiting for? He's already there, ready with his rod, ready to be your shepherd. So that once he becomes your shepherd, you live this life without any fear. Did you hear Pastor Senfu? He shook Uganda. He shook throughout his life, since when the Lord saved his life until his death, how this man was standing, facing death and tell him, you'll scare others, not me. You saw how the video went rampant all over the country. Catholics were surprised what kind of man this is. The person who was always yearning for a day like that. I'm yearning for the day when I'll die. Ooh. But when you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, truly, without faking, without deceiving, death cannot scare you the way it scares the people of the world. Don't think that it cannot. Totally, because it scared a little bit our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, the man Jesus. So you'll fear some fear, because he's a big enemy. He roars, death roars, and you feel it. Everyone, you shake a bit, but it is hope that makes you stand again when you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you know that. Even if you catch me, where I'm going is a better place. By the way, you'll be the vehicle to take me there. So therefore, come. Friends, Jesus Christ says, and is now saying to us, to you and me this morning, Mary is no longer there. Martha is no longer there. He says, friends, come to me. I'm the resurrection and the life. Come to me so that you, when you, if you're still breathing, you'll never die. Or if you fall asleep, you rise again. Amen.
Father, we thank you for these words. Very encouraging words from you. Have mercy on those of us who are still far from you, Lord. They will live in this life with threats and fears of death because they don't have any hope. Give them hope, Lord. Bring them to yourself so that they can also have life, knowing that even if we slept tomorrow, we'll rise again. Be glorified in our lives here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.